Pretty exciting, huh? You bet. And here's how it happened. After enduring that loopy conversation with Drover about nutshells and monkeys, I hurried away before he could draw me any deeper into the swamp of his mind. I mean, Drover is a nice little guy in some ways, but carrying on a normal conversation with him can be very discouraging. He talks in circles and spirals. And before you know it, never mind. The point is that I escaped with most of my mind intact. I hurried down the yard fence and happened to catch a glimpse at Mr. Kitty Perfect, lounging in the cool air-conditioned comfort of his iris patch. As I blew past, he perked up and waved. Did I speak or wave back? Absolutely not. Speaking to cats is not only a teetotal waste of time, it's also against regulations. No, sir, I blew past him and made my way up the hill to the... Boy, it was hot. I slowed my trudge up the hill. I stopped. I turned my gaze back to the cool greenness of Sally Mae's yard and... found myself easing back down the hill into the yard fence. I threw glances over both shoulders just to be sure that Drover wasn't around to spy on me. He wasn't. I had no idea where he went, and I didn't care. At least he was out of my life for a while. I drifted down the fence and, well, noticed Pete on the other side, sitting in the shade. You know, it never hurts to be neighborly to the neighbors, even if one of your neighbors happens to be a cat. I know, we have rules against fraternizing with kitties, but speaking to them every once in a while doesn't cause any great harm. Hey, Pete, how's it going? He smirked and waved a paw.
Hello, Hanky. You're back.
Ha ha! I wouldn't put it exactly that way, Pete. I mean, to say you're back makes it sound as though, well, you've been expecting me.
Mm-hmm. I have been. What can I do for you, Hanky?
Oh, nothing. No, I was just, you know, out on a stroll and saw you there and thought I'd be neighborly and say howdy. No kidding.
Howdy. It's hot out there in the sun, isn't it?
Oh, it's not so bad. No, I kind of like the heat. I gazed up at the flaming ball of sun overhead and felt myself melting. I leaned towards the cat and lowered my voice. Okay, Pete, what would it take to rent your iris patch? He took a moment to buff his claws on his chest.
3 days' scraps for 1 day's rent.
Pete, that's outrageous. The cat shrugged. I ran his numbers through my spreadsheet application. Okay, maybe we can work with your numbers, but there's one problem. Sally Mae. He gave me a wink.
She's through watering the flowers, and she won't come outside again today. I know her habits. She'll never suspect a thing.
I began pacing back and forth, as I often do when my mind is reaching into new and unexplored territory. I submitted Kitty's deal to another blistering analysis, checked every detail and number, and did the math forwards and backwards. I marched back to the cat. Okay, Pete, we got ourselves a deal. All at once, the cat started, I don't know what, coughing or sneezing or choking. What's the problem?
Oh, nothing, just a little and a sneezing spell. Achoo!
It's probably all this dust. So, when do I take possession?
Well, Hanky, we might as well get started now, huh?
Pete was still struggling with his allergy attack, but he managed to climb outside the fence, and I leaped over into the yard. I looked at him through the fence. This is something new, isn't it? Me in the yard and you outside in the heat and the dust. How times change. I mean, who would have ever thought the day would come when you and I would do business together? He stared at me for a long moment with his weird yellow eyes.
Well, Hanky, none of my nasty tricks works anymore. Maybe I'll think of some new ones.
I chuckled. You can always hope, Kitty.
And maybe, after you've spent some time in the shade...